Syracuse area State Assemblywoman Pamela Hunter says she is supporting the community grid option for replacing the elevated portion of Interstate 81 that cuts through downtown Syracuse. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, her decision comes as a long-awaited report from the state is expected soon.
For Hunter, whose 128th Assembly District straddles both sides of the 81 debate, it's clear the community is at an impasse. The needle hasn't really moved on an issue that pits supporters of a community grid model that would reroute traffic around Syracuse via Interstate 481 and advocates of options that would keep 81's footprint where it is. For her, the community grid means less disruption to the community and a greater economic boost for the city. But she also says this decision isn't about choosing sides between the city or the suburbs.
No one is getting left behind or forgotten. We are truly all in this together. For those that disagree, I respectfully request that we work together to get this right. The conversation about how needs to start now.
The state ultimately makes the decision about which option will move forward, and a long-awaited state report outlining the pros and cons is expected shortly. It could indicate which way the state's thinking. She hopes this is the beginning of everyone working together and not a debate that splits the community for years to come.
I fear that as we are getting close to this DEIS rolling out, that if we don't really have a concerted effort to say we're moving this community forward together, we're going to continue to be divided.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.